What is step four? Step four in selling a house fast is extreme marketing to get extreme results. The problem that beginning investors make, and this is a problem that is so common to a lot of sellers out there who have real estate that they need to sell, even real estate agents, that, you know, when I teach people this concept, it's like revolutionary, but it absolutely works. Okay, the problem that most beginning investors have and a lot of real estate agents have is that their marketing is what I call lazy dog marketing. That is, you know, you imagine a dog that is lazy and, you know, it just sits there, and even if you want to make it stand up, it will just roll on it on its other side. Okay, so if you can imagine that image, that is what lazy dog marketing is. You know, they put one sign in the front yard and they think the house will sell next day, okay? Or they put one ad in the paper and, you know, they're expecting 100 phone calls or 100 buyers will show up in an open house, okay? It doesn't work that way, all right? Extreme marketing is putting out a, you know, my definition of extreme marketing is putting out a compelling message to your target buyer and exposing that using multiple media multiple times. Okay, so let's separate the components of having an extreme marketing campaign. Okay, so if you can imagine a triangle, okay, and a triangle has three sides, right? And a triangle won't be a triangle if one of the sides are missing, okay? And your marketing will not be extreme marketing if one of the sides of that triangle is missing as well. Okay, so we have what I call the marketing triangle. In the marketing triangle, the three sides are, you have to have your target market or your right target buyer defined, or answer the question, who is the who? Okay, you have to have a compelling message that will compel your target buyer to call you. And then lastly, you have to put out your marketing, you know, that marketing campaign, that marketing message, you have to expose that multiple times using multiple media, especially media that will reach your target buyer much more effectively. Okay? So let's go through it one by one. First, who is the who? Okay? Who is your target market? Who is your target buyer? You know, for example, if you have a condo in Makati and it's a studio condo, most likely the target buyer for that is a young professional who is probably not married yet, you know, because he's all alone by himself or herself, and you cannot sell that studio condominium to a family with four kids, right? So therefore, you have to think through, like, if that's the case, then, you know, where does the target buyer hangs out, okay? You know, what's important to him or her, right? What are their values, okay? What are their hot buttons, all right? And then, because you will need to know who the who is, and then based on who is the who, then you formulate your right marketing message that will compel this target buyer to contact you. For example, I did a campaign before in which I positioned a condo, you know, the way I positioned this condo in my marketing, you know, the compelling marketing message that I came out with is own a condo for less than the price of a gimmick, you know, or, you know, and when we say gimmick, at least during my time in the Philippines, we mean something like, you know, you go to dinner, you watch a movie, and then after that you have some beer or some coffee at Starbucks, you know, that's like a gimmick, right? So that language appeals to yuppies, okay? So imagine if you can make them realize that, hey, you can own a home for the price of a weekly gimmick or the price of a dinner or even less than the price of a fancy dinner, you know, every single month or whatever, then they will be compelled to call you, okay? Assuming that's your target buyer, of course, all right? Now, once you define who is the who, what are the things that will compel your target buyer to call you, you know, and you formulate that into a good message, then now you decide what marketing media will best reach your target buyer. And of course, you know, what I advocate is you put out multiple marketing, you know, you utilize multiple marketing media in order to reach your target buyer. So for example, in the case in which your target buyer is a yuppie, why not put out flyers, okay, by the just outside, okay, the offices in Makati, for example, where you encounter a lot of these yuppies, right? So pass out flyers or hire someone to pass out flyers, all right, telling them about this fancy condo, right? That's an offline marketing campaign that you can do. Put out newspaper ads, all right? Think about what are the ads that these yuppies, you know, look at, right? Maybe target the magazines that they read, okay? Put out online marketing ads, okay? In a lot of these online classified ads, a lot of these are free, all right? Think about, like, who are the centers of influence, you know, that will be influential to these, you know, to these yuppies, right? So maybe talk to, you know, some human resources contacts in some of these big companies who might be, you know, they might just refer you, you know, to these yuppies or whatever. You know, these are just ideas at this point, obviously. I mean, you have to think things through. Like, what are the right media for you to reach your target market? And if you're in doubt, just do as many as you can. You know, talk to everyone that you know. That's your centers of influence networking. We discussed that in the previous step, step three, right? You know, and put out bandit signs, banners, flyers, online ads, newspaper ads, okay? Put out as many as you can so that you'll be able to reach your target buyer much more effectively.